Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by arts journalist with the Irish Times, Nadine O'Regan, and Business Post film critic, John Maguire. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Brendan.
Nadine, TV first, The Phone Box Babies on RT1 on Wednesday at 9.35. So we actually had David, John and Helen on the show. This is another extraordinary Irish story, isn't it?
It is such an important social document and a story that's really hard to believe. Three babies, David McBride, John Dowling and Helen Ward, all in the 60s separately were discovered in either a phone box or a car in different locations. One on the outskirts of Belfast, one in Drogheda and one in Dundalk. And they were adopted separately, and then in 2020 through DNA technology and the wonders of the internet, David and Helen discovered that they were brother and sister. And then there was a program on ITV that was screened in which they featured. And in Australia, John Dowling's daughter watched the TV program and noticed that her father, who was also born in the phone box, bore a strong physical resemblance to them. So the third sibling was found. And in this particular documentary, the three siblings try to learn more about their parents. And it is just a program that I will tell you, not 10 minutes in, you know, the tears were falling. It is such a sad, difficult program to watch because
and
of what it says about Ireland.
But three people of great joy.
Amazing
as well,
people.
The
amazing,
yeah.
Resolute, and very keen to not pass judgment. And Katrina Crowe, the historian, is very present in this documentary as well, telling us about the Ireland of the time. And they do find out an awful lot about their parents. And that's fascinating.
Phone Box Babies, RT1, Wednesday at 9.35. John, Smoke on Apple TV Plus. So this is from some of the people who brought us Blackbird Apple TV Plus, which was a perfectly fine watch. I think you liked that more than
I liked it. Yeah, it was a crime drama. That was Dennis Lehan, the novelist Dennis Lehan, and Taron Egerton, the actor. They were the writer and star. And they reunite here for a police procedural built around the investigation into a pair of unconnected arsonists who are terrorising the Pacific Northwest. It's a contemporary story. Edgerton plays a guy called Dave. Goodson is a fireman turned arson investigator and aspiring novelist. And he's tasked with finding the people who are setting the fires with a new partner, Detective Calderon, played by Journey Smollett. And this is a slow burn, Brendan, but there's an unexpected and fairly clumsily handled twist at the end of the second episode of eight that turns the story on its head, and then the story just somersaults from there. It keeps turning, keeps flipping. And Lehan, I suppose, is adapting a true crime podcast. This is a true story from the 1980s about a real-life arsonist. And he's playing with the conventions of the form, and he's upending our expectations of what we want from this kind of story.
So recommended?
I don't know. For me, this was kind of awkward and uncomfortable. But I have spoken to people who said, did you stick with Smoke? I only watched three episodes of the eight. And they, you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it. And apparently the last couple of episodes are extraordinary. So, but I
Smoke,
can't speak for
Apple
that.
Apple TV Plus. Nadine, for the past few days, I've been asking myself every time we put on Netflix, do I want to watch Trainwreck?
I would never watch this except for that I was coming in to do the show, and I put it on, and I can honestly tell you it is such a diverting hour of your time. The headline, the title is the crassest thing about it. It's actually a really well told, cleverly assembled documentary about the experience that 4,100 passengers had in 2013 when they went aboard the Carnival Triumph, which was meant to head out from Texas to go to Mexico and back again. They were meant to have a gorgeous few days of imbibing, relaxing, swimming. And then on the way back, there was a fire in the engine room and all the electrical wires were burnt. And, you know, people knew they were there. You know, they had communicated that they needed help and tugboats were on their way. But that didn't change the fact that the toilets had stopped working and the passengers were all issued with a red biohazard bag and told that if they needed to do their business, they needed to do it in the bag and deposit it at outside their room. room.
Is the whole ship awash in human swill?
No, see, this is the thing. This is the joy of the programme. You do not see all that.
Okay,
what you
okay.
see are a very cleverly assembled group of former passengers, very different from each other, who each, you know, there's three girls who were just having the lols, having some cocktails. There's a Russian waitress who's like, oh, now they know what it's like to, you know, experience tough times.
Okay.
It's extremely funny. And as one person said, you know, I started taking the Imodium, but,
It's only an hour.
And
okay.
you know what? It's just good fun.
Poop Cruise
yeah.
on Netflix. Okay. John, Ironheart out now on Disney Plus. This is the latest Marvel. Is the well running dry here yet?
Oh, the well is long dry for the Marvel on TV. For Marvel in general, but particularly when it comes to TV, I think this is the 12th Marvel TV spin-off. And this is focused on Riri Williams, who's the MIT boffin with a superhero identity. She pops up briefly in the Marvel blockbuster Wakanda Forever, played by Dominique Thorne. She creates a flying suit of armor and calls herself Ironheart. She's kind of a black female Iron Man, the Robert Downey Jr. character. And she's in cahoots with a maverick criminal called the Hood, who's played by Anthony Ramos. And I suppose it's a combination of magic and technology. And in the process, they're unleashing something that she struggles to control. We've had, like I say, about a dozen spin-offs here, and they've been a mixed bunch. This has solid elements, Brendan. There's Thorne, he's a charismatic actor and gives a good performance. There's excellent visual effects for the small screen, and this kind of clash then between rational science and the fantasy of magic. They really work hard on that. But over six episodes of a mini-series, this is a mini-series more than a show, the story really isn't quite strong enough.
Okay,
and the writing
people who like this kind of thing will...
Exactly, you're going to lamp it up, and it's fast and it's full of action.
Okay, Ironheart out now on Disney+. Nadine, back to Netflix. So I gave half an episode of The Waterfront to go last night. I think I'm in. It's watchable trash.
It's
totally
watchable.
Really well,
like,
as well.
It's from the maker of Dawson's Creek. And if you think Dawson's Creek crossed with elements of Ozark without ever aspiring to the brilliance of Ozark. Yeah.
No, it's no Ozark. Let us give them that for the
like,
poster.
Let us be clear. Yeah. Way more Dawson's Creek. But what it is, it's kind of soapy. There's a family in North Carolina in this fishing port and in this fishing town. They have been very wealthy for decades. They own the local waterfront business. They own boats, but they've hit hard times. They owe about $8 million to the bank, and they've started funneling drugs in an effort to offset their issues. And unfortunately, two men in the first episode get murdered on board one of the vessels, and the patriarch of the family finds out what his son has been doing behind his back, because previously that he didn't know about the drugs running. And then he realizes that in order to make things good, he's going to have to get
involved.
But he's
like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
So the body count is high. There's a lot of romance as well in the subplots. It's all very you sort of think, I'll stop watching, and then something happens. You go, I'll just give it another 15 minutes.
Back to the days of Dallas and Dynasty. I think people want that kind of thing a lot these days, and this is that kind of thing. The Waterfront on Netflix. John, Beat the Lotto is a new Irish documentary in cinemas from Friday, and people will have heard the director and the star, I think, was on Miriam there earlier. Lots of people will remember this story. It was a kind of a classic only in Ireland story.
Yeah, it is a good story. And this is Ross Whittaker, the Irish documentary maker who knows his way around a good story. He's made films about Katie Taylor, Rachel Blackmore, and Muhammad Ali coming to Ireland. It was a superb documentary. This is a kind of a half-forgotten, I would say, story from the early days in the National Lottery in 1992, in which a syndicate of money men led by the Cork accountant and mathematician Stefan Klinkowitz, he tried to use statistics and probability to ensure that they would win the lottery jackpot of about £2.5 million by buying tens upon tens of thousands of tickets. Nothing illegal about it. They were absolutely within their rights to do so. But the mental challenge of doing the maths to ensure a return, how are we going to make money out of this, is superseded then by the physical challenge of putting tens of thousands of slips through the machines around the country, through the draw machines,
brilliant,
in order to make the thing work.
Yeah.
And that's a really interesting aspect of the story.
Okay.
Never mind the kind of split in the country between are they doing the right thing or not, because it was very quickly front page news that the National Lottery are trying to stop them down, shut them down.
This is going on in real time.
This is going on in real time. Brilliant. So the clock is ticking. So we've got it's a kind of a heist movie almost.
Okay.
It's a kind of a heist. And the idea being that Do they get away with it? Do we want them to get away with it? Is this morally right? Is this a good thing?
Okay.
And, you know, the country was divided. And
I was rooting for them, Nadine, really quickly,
give us a few Glastonbury highlights for today.
Yeah, so Olivia Rodrigo is on tonight. Also Rod Stewart for the older demographic, perhaps. And the two, I guess, you know, it's been such an amazing weekend of Glastonbury highlights. Obviously, Kneecap have made all the news headlines. But Charlie XCX last night, Neil Young, also brilliant. And Wolf Alliser on tonight. And I think they'll be fantastic as well. So turn on your telly to watch BBC, because for
there's something for everyone, really. And it's on BBC One, BBC Two, and they cover it so well. The great thing
about it is you really feel like you're part of the crowd. Like,
okay.
I want to get a bit of Rod in.
John McGuire and Nadine O'Regan, thank you very much. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app, wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by the series producer Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Jennifer Gannon. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator. Harry Bookless was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy. We won't get much of this in, but you get it straight away. Here's Rod.